is the radio station you've grown up with. And we've grown up with you. WAKY, Louisville.
Wait a minute, and Interstate 65 southbound in Louisville will be a whole new trip. I'm Jerry Leitzel in the WAKY newsroom. About 60 seconds from now, I-65 south traffic is set to be rerouted onto the reconstructed northbound lane. A state highway department official tells us all south ramps will be closed except those at Oak, Arthur, and Lee Streets.
At the same time, all the northbound ramps will reopen with the exception of the Crittenden Drive entrance ramp and the northbound entrance ramp from Preston Street south of Hill.
The official says this phase of the reconstruction project will last 6 months, then major construction along I-65 will be ended. Remember that controversial Kentucky Supreme Court ruling we told you about yesterday at this time? The one that said a candidate for elected office was disqualified because he also served on a state board. The lawyer in that case, Frank Haddad, says he'll ask the High Court to reconsider the ruling, and if that request is granted, to reverse it. Scores of Kentucky candidates are concerned the decision threatens their chances of running for election because they also serve on state panels. Heavy spring rains threaten to cost Kentucky farmers millions of dollars in crop losses. 4 or 5 inches of rain within a few hours in West Kentucky last Tuesday and Wednesday flooded more than $1 million worth of corn acreage in Henderson County alone. And wet fields continue to prevent Kentucky farmers from planting corn and soybean crops. AccuWeather follows ABC News next at 7 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes. Air Force Second Lieutenant...